from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo expect more and more integrated industrial zone like JIAPE. Indonesian government asks the USA to do fair trade. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the first integrated industrial zone in Indonesia, Java Integrated Industrial Port and State, JIAPE, in Gresik East, Java on Friday. In his speech, President Joko Widodo expect more and more of this kind of industrial estate to be built in Indonesia. In addition to attracting investment in industrial estate, it also opens new employment. President Joko Widodo said that he is happy with the addition of Java Integrated Industrial Port and Estate because the area has very complete facilities such as seaport, industrial and power plant. President Joko Widodo is also happy because the Java Integrated Industrial Port and Estate industrial area is not only done by the private sector but also state-owned enterprises, Pelindo 3. Pelindo 3 Port has an investment of 60%, while state-owned companies have invested 40% of industrial estates. The government of Indonesia wants trade partner countries, especially United States of America, to carry out free and fair trade. The statement is related to President Donald Trump's move to impose high import tariffs on steel and aluminium products. Minister of Trade Enggartia Stolokita was quoted as saying on Friday that President Trump's move does not directly have a major impact on Indonesia as Indonesia's export of steel and aluminium to the U.S. are relatively small. But Indonesia asks all countries to carry out free and fair trade. Minister Enggartia also affirmed that trade war will only be annoying and disadvantageous. President Donald Trump said that he would impose a 25% tariff on steel imports and 10% for aluminium products. The decision was made under the squeeze of protecting domestic products in the United States. President Trump's decision was viewed badly by his key economic advisor, Gary Cohn, since the beginning of the administration. Gary Cohn resigned from his post after President Trump decided to impose tariffs on steel and aluminium imports. Trade cooperation between Indonesia and Pakistan will continue to grow and mutually benefit. Both countries continue to establish a joint commission to enhance cooperation between Islamabad and Jakarta. This was stated by Ambassador of Pakistan to Indonesia, Muhammad Aqil Nadem, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at the Embassy of Pakistan in Jakarta on Tuesday afternoon.
We are also hoping that this year a joint commission between Pakistan and in Indonesia would become operational, you know, and Foreign Minister of Indonesia would be able to visit Pakistan to inaugurate that commission, you know. We would see more and more bilateral engagement between Pakistan and Indonesia, and it will very soon, inshallah, will become a very major trading partners, you know. We are expanding our economic cooperation, you know, we are expanding our trade between the two countries. You know?
Ambassador Muhammad Aqil Nadem further explained that at the latest by 2019, Prime Minister of Pakistan will visit Indonesia to strengthen cooperation between the two countries in various fields such as politics, economy, culture, and trade. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian Consulate General in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, has been incessantly conducting legal and customary counseling activities in Saudi Arabia after rise in a number of legal cases, including serious cases affecting the Indonesian citizens in the country. The Indonesian Consulate General in Jeddah, in his statement received on Friday, expressed concern over the number of Indonesian citizens in Saudi Arabia who were involved in a violation of legal norms and customs prevalent in the country. Some of them committed the violation deliberately, some others did not know that their action was a violation of the country's law. Given the importance of legal system and custom in Saudi Arabia, the Consul General of Jeddah, Muhammad Eri Saripudin, has started to lead the law awareness movement in several areas to give an understanding about the legal system and norms prevailing in Saudi Arabia to the public. Muhammad Eri further reminded that perpetrators of crimes will face legal consequences both in Saudi Arabia and Indonesia. Chairman of Indonesian Franchise Association, AFI, Anand Sukandar, has called on entrepreneurs to successfully develop and innovate their franchise businesses, apparently in a bid to help the country to develop its franchise industry. During the 2018 Franchise and Business Concept Expo at the Balai Kartini Convention Center in Jakarta on Friday, Anand disclosed that Indonesia has a lot of things to explore. A lot of people run lobster and milk fish businesses or even Napoleon fish, but the entrepreneurs rarely consider the franchise business as an opportunity. Without going into a specific, he said that the franchise industry may contribute little to the nation's gross domestic product GDP. The trade minister recorded that as of 2016, there were 600 franchises operating in the country. 400 of them were foreign-based companies. Led by exhibition organizer New Expo Promosindo, the Franchise and Business Concept Expo has taken place annually since 2005. At this year's event, entrepreneurs seeking funding and franchising opportunity presented their ideas to investors. The event was organized in 18 cities across Indonesia. The government has kept the price of domestic coal for power station at $70 a metric ton for 2 years in a new rules issued this week, an official said on Friday. Indonesia is the world's biggest exporter of the dirty fuel, and the rules could hit miners currently enjoying coal prices at their highest level in 5 years. With election looming in 2019, the government plans to keep electricity tariffs unchanged this and next year. And the cap on the thermal coal for power is intended to shield state-owned utility, Perusahaan Listrik Negara or PLN, from the price fluctuations. Spokesman of Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry Agun Pribadi said on Friday that the maximum price of coal for power station is fixed $70. The price is based on coal with a chlorofeed value of 6,322 kilocalories, the same specifications Indonesian coal benchmark priced. The rule is applied retroactively to January 1, 2018 will be reviewed in December 2019. The last item, South Tangerang City hosts the first National Coffee Day celebration that falls on March 11, 2018 at Intermart Convention Hall, Serpong in Banten Province. Deputy Mayor of South Tangerang, Benjamin Depni, when opening the 2019 Nusantara Kopi Festival in Intermart Serpong on Friday, said that this event is a place not only to promote and preserve the taste of national kopi, but also to become an agenda in a bid to attract both domestic and foreign tourists to South Tangerang. The exhibition is followed by at least 30 kopi entrepreneurs from all over Indonesia, including local farmers who excel in the kopi farming sector. Take for example, there are Arabic kopi farmers from Bali, Tapioca kopi from Jambi, and kopi farmers from Wamena and Papua. The Nusantara Kopi Festival 2008 takes place from Friday 9th of March to Sunday, featuring various activities ranging from talk show to performances. The closing of the festival Kopi Nusantara 2008 is planned to be attended by Vice President Yusuf Kalla. Is scheduled to declare the establishment of the Kopi Council of Indonesia, the Kopi. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with our regular program Today in History. Well, we start from an event on March 10, 1945 when Tokyo was bombed. On March 10, 1945, Tokyo City was bombed in World War II. Around 300 bombers, troops of the United States of America dropped almost 2,000 tons of bombs in Tokyo City. So that they destroyed most of the capital city of Japan and killed 100,000 civilians. The U.S. goal to impose bombing tactic on Japan was to bring down morale and to enforce the nation to surrender to the Allies. Because of the bomb attack, 10 miles of the East Tokyo was totally destroyed and 250,000 buildings were destroyed. 9 days later, the U.S. forces bombed Nagoya, Osaka and Kobe. On August, the U.S. bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which finally made Japan to surrender to Allies. The next event was in 1950 when Shafruddin Seizure Monetary Policy was enacted in Indonesia. The policy, which was decided by Shafruddin Prawiranegara, Minister of Finance, in Hatta II Cabinet, was enacted on March 10, 1950. According to the policy, red money or money of Nika and money of the Javasese Bank of up to 5 rupiah banknote was cut out to be 2. Left cutting still enacted as a valid payment instrument with a hard value of original value until August 9th at around 6 o'clock West Indonesian time. Beginning March 22nd until April 16, the left cutting had to be changed with new banknote at the bank and the designated places. Past from the date, the left cutting was not enacted again. The red cutting was declared invalid, but it could be changed with the state bond amounting to half of the original value and would be paid 50 years later with interest 2% per year. Shafruddin Seizure also enacted for deposit in bank. Down to 2.50 denomination was not cut, as well as 100 public Indonesia ori. The policy was made to handle Indonesia's economic situation, which was worse at the time. With controversial policy, Shafruddin aimed once bidding to shoot some targets, namely the replacement of adverse currency with a new currency, reducing the amount of money in circulation to suppress inflation and thereby lowering the price of goods, and filling the government's cash with compulsory loans of magnitude estimated to reach 1.5 billion rupiah. And the last event was in 1977 when Palapa A2 satellite belonging to Indonesia was launched from Kennedy Space Center, United States of America. Palapa A2 is a communication satellite belonging to Indonesia and operated by public company of telecommunication. Palapa A2 was launched on March 10, 1977 by Delta 2914 rocket and has operated on orbit 77 longitude since March 11, 1977. The program of the Palapa A satellite was begun when Indonesian government gave two separate contracts of WIN satellite systems from the United States to provide the main control station for the two satellites, Palapa A1 and A2. And 9 earth stations. The construction of the 10th station was completed within 17 months, one of the fastest for wind. On the separated contracts, it was built totally 30 earth stations to be operated by the public company of telecommunication. The name of Palapa itself was chosen by President Suharto in July 1975. Palapa A2 satellite was aimed as backup and is ready to be operated if Palapa A1 fails or if there is a market demand that could not be accommodated more by A1. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is Hariwood Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the regular segment My Indonesia. Today it's on House of Representatives visit Greece for economic cooperation. A delegation of the Indonesian House of Representatives visited the Greek Parliament. The visit was made to meet the invitation of the Greek Parliament. In a meeting with Greek lawmakers, Indonesia and Greece explored cooperation from the economic side to the shipping industry. The House of Representatives delegation to the Greek Parliament was led by House Speaker Taufik Kurniawan, along with a number of council members from the commissions and factions. They were received directly by Greek Parliament Deputy Speaker Anastasia Christodoulopoulou, along with several other Greek Parliament members in Athens Wednesday, March the 7th. Accompanying the delegation of the House of Representatives was the Indonesian Ambassador to Greece, Ferry Amdahar. In a statement received by the media on Thursday, Taufik Kurniawan said the Indonesia-Greece trade relationship has the potential to increase again with the cooperation of domestic product distribution channels. Indonesia can be the gateway of the Greek product market to ASEAN, and Greece becomes the gateway of Indonesia to Southern Europe. This opportunity is in line with the improving conditions of Greek economy. However, the delegation also looked at the extent to which the ability of the Greek economy to survive amid the dynamic global economic situation. Taufik said the House of Representatives wants to know and learn how the Greek state survives so that Indonesia can avoid similar things. Taufik promised the result of this parliamentary diplomacy to be followed up in Indonesia. He noted from the economic side that trade trends between Indonesia and Greece over the past 6 years have increased. Currently, Indonesia exports palm oil, paper, footwear, tobacco, coffee, and other commodities to Greece, while Greece exports products of cotton and then ink, glasses, kiwi fruit, and various other commodities to Indonesia. Chairman of the House of Economy and Finance, Taufik Kurniawan, ensured mutual supportive cooperation between Indonesia and Greece are also established more closely. This is marked by Greek support for Indonesia to become a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council of 2019-2020 period and several other international organizations. On the contrary, Indonesia will also support Greece to become a member of the UN Security Council, is not fixed in 2025-2026. At the end of the meeting, Taufik said he would welcome a visit from the Greek Parliament to Indonesia. Given the relationship between the parliaments of both countries, it needs to be maintained and strengthened. In addition, the House of Representatives is also to make fresh air for educational, trade, infrastructure, and creative industries of both countries. That was My Indonesia today on House of Representatives visit Greece for economic cooperation. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo integrated the first integrated industrial zone in Indonesia, Java Integrated Industrial Port and Estate, JIAPA, in Crescent East, Java, on Friday. In his speech, President Joko Widodo expects more and more of this kind of industrial estate to be built in Indonesia. The government of Indonesia wants state partner countries, especially United States of America, to carry out free and fair trade. The statement is related to President Donald Trump's move to impose high import tariffs on steel and aluminum products. Trade cooperation between Indonesia and Pakistan will continue to grow and mutually benefit. Both countries continue to establish a joint commission appeal to enhance cooperation between Islamabad and Jakarta. This was stated by Ambassador of Pakistan to Indonesia, Muhammad Agil Naden, to Arrival Service Voice of Indonesia, the Embassy of Pakistan in Jakarta, on Tuesday afternoon. Indonesian Consulate General in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, has been incessantly conducting legal and customary counseling activity in Saudi Arabia after a rise in a number of legal cases, including serious cases affecting the Indonesian citizens in the country. Chairman of Indonesian Franchise Association, AFI, Anand Sukandar, has called on entrepreneurs to successfully develop and innovate their franchise businesses parallel in a bid to help the country to develop its franchise industry. The government has kept the price of domestic coal for power station at $70 at the metric ton for 2 years in a new rules issued this week, an official said on Friday. Indonesia is the world's biggest exporter of dirty fuel, and the rules could hit miners currently enjoying coal prices at their highest level in 5 years. South Tangerang City hosts the first National Coffee Day celebration that falls on March 11, 2018 at Intermat Convention Hall, Sharpon in Banten Province. Deputy Mayor of South Tangerang, Benjamin Devnint, when opening the 2018 Nusantara Coffee Festival at Interband Sharpon on Friday, said that this event is a place not only to promote and preserve the taste of national coffee, but also to become an agenda in a bid to attract both domestic and foreign tourists to South Tangerang. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of tourism objects in Pacitan, East Java. Stay tuned. Listener, going on holiday has some ways, not only visiting beaches or enjoying typical foods, but also traveling to enhance knowledge, such as historical tour to museum and ancient sites. Gong Situs Terus in Pacitan becomes one of regencies in East Java, which also has tourism object related to history or ancient site. Listener, Gong Situs Terus is one of historical tourism objects at Warang Village in Punung District, Pacitan Regency, East Java. At this place, you can see ancient site which was as residence of the early humans in the past. The residence of the early humans has a form of cave which has around 150 meters long and 10 to 20 meters wide and the roof 10 meters high. Listener, since 1999, the tourism object has been known because in the cave, human corpse was found, and this is predicted to have been around 10,000 years. Archaeologists and local people said that the corpse is named Mbah Sayem. Sontro's cave gives great contribution in Indonesian history because in this cave, there are a lot of prehistoric objects which were used by the ancient humans in the past, such as tools which were made from bones, shells, and also remains of human and animal bodies. This can prove that the cave was used as residence in the past and full of archaeological remains. Listener, because Sontro's cave is still explored to find other prehistoric heritage, so no wonder if the cave lacks of facilities for tourists. The facilities are only like toilet, parking area, stall which provides foods and beverages. Goa Song is easy to be visited. Tourists can drive their cars or take public transportation. The cave is opened starting from 8 to 17 local time with the entrance ticket worth 3,000 rupiah. Listener, if you have photographic hobby, you can go down Song Terus Cave and take pictures of various kinds of sceneries to note the residence of the ancient humans, including the painting on the cave's wall. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, tradition, technology and environment, also lifestyle. Today is on Vegan Culinary Festival 2018. For the vegans, a culinary festival titled Earth Day Vegan Festival and Forum 2018 can be a recommendation for this March. Located at Tribeca Central Park Mall in West Jakarta, this event will be held from March the 23rd to 25th. The purpose of organizing the Vegan Culinary Festival 2018, in addition to pamper the tongue of the vegans, is also to introduce a variety of vegan dishes typical of the Indonesian archipelago that become an important part in the tourism industry. This Vegetarian Culinary Festival is a series of Earth Day Vegan Festival and Forum 2018 events. From the report of the Indonesia Vegetarian Society, there were more than 1,000 vegetarian and vegan restaurants, both large-scale and street stalls, spread across 34 provinces of Indonesia. Meanwhile, many non-vegan restaurants, including hotels, tourist attractions, airlines, hospitals, and school canteens, also provide special vegetarian menus. Susianto, Secretary General of the IVS and Secretary General of the World Vegan Organization and President of the International Tempe Foundation, said that the Vegan Culinary Festival 2018 is expected to be a medium to introduce the public about the plant-based healthy diet to the community, for example, beans. In addition, it is expected to be an effort to increase public awareness about the nutritional benefit of beans as part of sustainable food in production and aims to realize food security and nutrition. According to Susianto, in a recent report in 2015, a United Nations release says a global shift towards a vegan diet is vital to saving the world from starvation. Besides the culinary festival, the Earth Day Vegan Festival and Forum 2018 series of events include, among others, green speech competition, fashion show with secondhand materials, parenting and vegan talk show, flash mob by the International Nature Loving Association, art performance and other entertainment. That was Miscellany today with the topic of Vegan Culinary Festival 2018. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again. again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hey listener of Federal Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, musical segment which introduce you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Tina Tun. To initiate our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Cinta Pertamaku. Enjoy the song.
Padamu ketika kau senyum padaku, apakah mungkin ku telah jatuh cinta sejak pandanganmu pertama.
Listener, you have just listened to the first song entitled Cinta Pertamaku, sung by Tina Tun. The name of Tina Tun in Indonesia was previously known as a little singer in late 1990s and early 20s. The female singer with complete name Agustina Hermanto was well known through her kid song entitled Bulu Bulu and also with her typical neck movement. Tina Tun has begun her career in music world since she was 5 years old. Precisely, in 1998, Tina Tun recorded her song which were composed by Papa Tebo, kid songwriter. In 1999, Tina Tun released her first album entitled Bolo Bolo, which skyrocketed in market. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Kau dan Aku Satu. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. senyumanmu bagiku dunia tuh hidupku. Seiring berjalan waktu, terkadang kau jauh, tetapi ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Berkali aku coba untuk pergi, pergi dari dirimu, tapi ku tak mampu. Bahagia dan terluka adalah perjalanan cinta. Ku jalani bersamamu karena kau belahan jiwaku. Kebersamaan denganmu terbaik untukku. Senyumanmu bagiku dunia tuk hidupku. Seiring berjalan waktu, terkadang kau jauh, tetapi ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Berkali aku coba untuk pergi, pergi dari dirimu, tapi ku tak mampu. Bahagia dan terluka adalah perjalanan cinta.
Listener, you are still to the Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Tina Toon. Tina Toon, who was born on August 20, 1993, doesn't want to be considered a digital singer. Labeled as Bolo Bolo Singer, she also tried to release an album entitled I Love Music in 2008. Through this album, which was released in the age of 15, Tina Toon wants to show that she has been teenager now. Furthermore, Tina Toon had created a girl band with the name Tina with the Girls in 2011, but the girls did not last long. In 2016, Tina Toon chose for solo career and released some single albums such as Kau dan Aku Satu, Meraih Mimpi, and Takkan Terganti. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to the following two songs entitled Meraih Mimpi and Takkan Terganti. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Tak ada yang salah dalam dirimu. Semua manusia tercipta sempurna. Perjuangkan harga dirimu dan raihlah cintamu. Dengan tekad kita bisa. Kita kuat, kita hebat. Aku kamu, kita istimewa. Kita kuat, kita semua hebat. Bang.
bangkit kembali meraih mimpi. Kesalahan kegagalan hidupmu jadikan pelajaran yang berharga. Jangan salahkan keadaan dan teruslah berjuang.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Banyak yang tak akan mengerti yang sebenarnya di hati. Tapi ketika kau ada di sini, seolah tak peduli, tetapi kau pahami. Sedih saat kau menangis, tertawa bersama bahagia. Ku rasa apa yang kamu rasa. Dunia sangat indah. Hari teruslah berganti. Berjuta orang di dunia yang kutemui, tapi tidak ada yang seperti kamu. Mengerti dan menerimaku apa adanya. Meskipun nantinya kamu pergi jauh, kamu harus tahu aku akan tetap.
Seolah tak peduli, tetapi ku pahami. Sedih saat kau menangis, tertawa sama bahagia. Ku rasa apa yang kamu rasa. Dunia sangat indah. Ku ada karena kau ada. Kau berarti dan tak akan terganti. Berada bersama. Sama bahagia.
ku rasa apa yang kamu rasa. Diri mu
janjinya dan juga kata setianya. Ku kiranya tak tahu dan juga gaya lakunya, ku kiranya tak tahunya semua dusta.
Perasaanku, oh, kau telah
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.